Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about the realities of paid product placement today. I have often had conversations with media outlets asking if product placement's on the decline. And my answer? No way. Our phone is ringing now more so than ever before. I have always challenged the reported high spend of paid product placement by media. Unfortunately, that often touted fact has led many producers to believe that their golden chalice to fund their production will be a major brand integration deal, and lead many TV execs to believe every brand should come with major dollars attached. Those perceptions are incorrect. Brands really are not lining up to fund content, and it's caused some changes within the overall industry, and in some instances, driven brands away to other platforms than traditional network TV. At the end of the day, a brand's not looking to typically own and produce content. They're looking at ways to jump on board opportunities that have enough legs to them that they will get the brand noticed, and at a high enough rate of at least 3 times more than the initial investment. I'm going to talk about some research by Nielsen that looks to shed light and insight as to what ways this marketing practice is actually growing. Both Media Post and Wall Street Journal have written articles covering a Nielsen report that stated primetime non-sports branded entertainment product placement brand integration partnerships are on the decline, in part due to premium pricing. The report says that during a TV season, there were 136 brands airing 4,455 integrations and programs, which showed a 20% decline from the previous TV season when 185 brands did 5,580 integrations. Now, that sounds like a lot of integrations. Keep in mind that every time the camera pans away, they're counting that as an integration when it comes and pans back again. Nielsen also reported that brand marketers can see key marketing metric gains by adding an ad spot to a branded placement. Okay, well, that makes sense. Have product placement in a scene, add a TV ad to it as well, hopefully in a direct lead out or lead into the episode and positioned right specifically where that product placement lives, and you should see higher metrics towards retention of that placement. It should be magic. And we've done that for numerous brands, including ones who have never bought a single TV spot before that brand integration occurred, and it worked out quite well. Here are some stats. The Nielsen study I referenced came from survey responses related to network TV content that was first run, and those stats included that among young adults 18 to 34, brand memorability for ads increased 16%, while among older adults 18 to 49, brand memorability gained 18%. Men actually responded more strongly to in-program product placements paired with a standard TV commercial, a 26% rise in brand recall versus 9% for women. And for viewers 18 to 49, the practice improved advertising memorability at 5%, message memorability at 19%, and likability at 17%. Those are lots of numbers and stats, but let's talk about why product placement's here to stay. The vast majority of product placements seen in TV and film still, to this day, are based on trade and loan of goods versus dollars. That's not to say there are not deals being made to more highly emphasize and lock in guarantees around brand usage on screen. There are, and as an agency, we actually do see those on the rise. More brands want that guaranteed product placement and contracted messaging revolving around their brand. But the reality is that product placement is an old industry practice and it's not going away. And the direct number one reason for that is the cost of productions runs very high, and product placement and brand partnerships help reduce lower line budgets. How? Through either cash paid to the production, loan of goods that the production would otherwise have to purchase, or co-promotion of the production using the brand's media ad dollars to make sure more people tune in and see that content. What we see as an agency today is there are just more opportunities for brand partnerships on more platforms. And whether that be trade and loan of product or fees, there's a limit of product and cash to go around by brands. There's not endless buckets out there. So TV product placement has indeed got to be going down as far as quantity of brands participating, because now they're streaming video on demand options and digital content competing for that brand's attention. as well, of course, as feature films. A decade ago, one of our brand clients may have judged a show's opportunity by overall reach and only wanted to work with network television, which at the time guaranteed the largest footprint. Today, we often take a more specific look at the niche reach and the relevancy to the brand. As SVOD and digital opportunities become more abundant, the pool of properties one can work with becomes gigantic. We also look to work with productions and individuals who really get it and are willing to become a true partner to the brand, versus just holding a hand out to collect dollars. And broadcast network TV traditionally is there, palms out, asking for dollars versus asking how the production can also help the brand in turn. And we're also seeing a tremendous rise in the number of brands across a very wide category mix prepared to come to the table with dedicated dollars to spend on product placement, as well as celebrity campaigns. We have multiple conversations literally every day with new brands looking for the right opportunity to partner. For brands that do national TV advertising, the broadcast networks have narrowed available opportunities with their productions without a multi-million ad buy commitment attached, as in a $5 million or even a $10 million commitment required to the network, plus a fee for the integration itself. That's a lot of money. Even when brands themselves have interest in exploring opportunities, the networks are requesting that they deal directly with their media agencies to go through a vetting process of ensuring that the ad dollar allocation is actually there before having conversations. This is literally closing the door to brands who have dollars but who prefer to reverse engineer their interest in overall ideas and then may want to choose to grow the idea with more ad dollars attached. So down go the numbers seen on network TV for product placement. And I can't tell you how many brands our teams worked with that actually prefer to look at the opportunity first, build legs around it on and off screen, and then add in additional advertising dollars to the equation to further support. There are certain networks that we may call to discuss, what we or our brand client thinks is a brilliant idea, and the conversation is immediately shut down based on, let's have the network ad team assigned to that brand's agency, do a cost basis history of ad spending, and then we'll see if we can talk. It happens frequently. And for brands that don't do national TV advertising and either buy only locally or don't buy at all, it can either open doors for awesome deals to be constructed or have the door slammed in their face. Some networks don't want to upset their advertising brand partners who purchase on their network by allowing non or low advertising brands to be integrated into content through placements or storyline. And the door is shut until we go through the back door and work directly with props, sets, transportation, or wardrobe who are desperately trying to control their production budgets and want trade-out opportunities. In other instances, we find that some networks are slowly realizing low dollars are better than no dollars, and as long as the brand category does not offer heavy competition from other potential ad buyers, reasonable fee-based integration deals can be constructed without required media buys. Or if there is a requirement, a redirection to digital, where a program can be put in place to lead back to a campaign or microsite developed around the on-screen brand partnership. Here are five ways my team works with brands to get around the I don't have enough money issue. The first is a cash fee. Their brand pays the production a fee to have their product and logo become highly featured and guaranteed in the final edit of the content. Though this does not absolutely guarantee a placement, it does make a bigger influence with the production's decision makers. Things can always happen with final edit. Trade out of the brand in large scale is a second option, and it provides complementary products to the production. Basically, anything that's going to help the production lower their budget. You can't really plan to trade out something the brand doesn't want or need. However, so certain categories like food, beverages, mobile phones, or services, and transportation like airplanes, boats, and cars work well for this. The media buy, I referenced it before. And okay, so your brand might not have millions and millions to spend. But maybe you have some money to spend on digital media. Even if it's not a traditionally run ad, customized content can often be created by the production to run on the TV show's own social media platform. Then you're getting their eyes. That allows you to further capture their fan base. The brand leverages their smaller media budget and in return gets really cool content that they can in turn repurpose and share across their own social platforms. The fourth option is through loaning a product. The brand can also loan their product to the production and provide clearance approval for on-screen usage. This saves the production from having to purchase the product. It is also important to note that for higher priced items, the production provides a certificate of insurance to guarantee the return of goods. Again though, if the production has no need for your brand, they aren't going to eagerly accept it just because they can get it for free. Finally, as a fifth option, brands can consider ways to promotionally leverage the brand's media plan, distribution network, or retail footprint. Teaming up with the production for promotions can give the brand an opportunity for co-branded advertising campaigns highlighting the release date of the film. This can harness the ability to reach new audiences and receive higher viewership. And this can also cross over to screenings, film festivals, or PR stunts that are backed by the brand. Today's brands are smart and they want their every dollar to count, and they also want to make a big bang happen while doing so that will get higher attention and that can have legs built out, taking it from just an on-screen exposure to continue to live in their universe through digital, retail, and social media. Many brands think product placement costs are high, and they absolutely can be, but there are also plenty of lower cost opportunities that are well worth the brand's partnership. Have you ever wondered how a comprehensive product placement program works? Or do you want to know how to create a promotional partnership strategy with a movie partner? We've created an awesome guide on Product Placement and Promotions 101 that you can find on our library on hollywoodbranded.com. And if you want some more helpful hints, visit our blog, blog.hollywoodbranded.com, where we have hundreds of articles all created to help you become a better brand marketer. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful. And please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.